Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Management guru Peter Drucker says, the most effective way to manage change successfully is to create it. One cannot manage change. One can only be ahead of it. What does he mean by that? I think first, when there is a lot of change, you can't manage it because it simply happens so fast. You usually feel about as successful as a dog chasing its tail. Second, when we have times of tremendous turmoil, think commodity prices since early 2007, or our U.S. economy at present, change is then quite normal. Can you imagine what our economy would be like if our U.S. leadership said, yeah, I know the housing market is tough, but we're not going to do anything to change that. We're not going to lower interest rates, and hopefully everything will be okay. Why, that would be insane. This demands hard work. Change is a requirement. We can't manage it, but we do need to try and stay ahead of it. Peter Drucker says, and I quote, in a period of rapid structural change, the only ones who survive are the change leaders. A change leader sees change as an opportunity. A change leader looks for change, knows how to find the right changes, and knows how to make them effective both outside his organization and inside. So why are these change leaders more successful? First of all, instead of running from change, they look for it. Second, they know how to find the right changes, and just as significantly, they know how to make it work for their organization. Will they call them right 100% of the time? Of course not. However, as Drucker says, and again I quote, to make the future is highly risky. It is less risky, however, than not to try to make it. A good proportion of those attempting to will surely not succeed, but predictably, no one else will. End of quote. In every financial turnaround situation with which I have been involved, change has been the primary necessity, the watchword, if you will. Change in how we manage, change in how we handle their cash flow. It can be slow and sometimes painful and arduous, but when a business gets in financial trouble, it usually occurs over a period of time, and likewise, it probably won't be corrected overnight either. To summarize, I suggest that we anticipate what the future holds and step out as a change leader. I think you'll be glad you did.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.